Ooh, that is interesting.
This is the sixth time I've had hiccups today.
This is interesting.
It's a nice color.
Whether it's good or not, I don't know. But it's definitely interesting.
If I'm upset, you won't even care.
Wow, is this going to be a problem?
I'm going to fix it now.
How are you going to do that? While you hold your breath, I'll hold my breath for you to hold your breath. Let me buy you a drink.
I think I'm okay. You see, I numbered me.
Pascal Brasa.
That's our intro.
Hello everyone and welcome to Bioscope Brasa. This is the show where two Brasa talk movie news, reviews, shorts, and some cock in between. My name is Ross.
And I'm Jody. I felt like you were spacing it.
I was spacing it. It was a good, you have good instincts.
You know? Mm. And I go with him.
You do go with him and I'm sipping on my drink.
It's Friday then. You're getting your drink on. I'm getting my Red Bull on. Today's episode is brought to you by Stimulus.
Listen, there's Monster in my drink, so it is also it's also a stimulant. It's like extra stimulation.
We're gonna be on a level.
Look, we record two episodes in a session, so but let's see how I am by the next fucking episode.
Let's see if people can guess which one this is.
Yeah, is the sober Ross or is it drunk Ross?
How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm good, man. How are you?
Yo, it's been a rough week.
How's work?
It's been busy.
Fuck. Challenging, you know? Challenging. You know,
hence the 473ml Red Bull.
Oh, my gee whiz.
Yo, I just saw that number.
That's a lot of fucking Red Bull.
473ml.
Yeah, but just round it off. Why not 500?
Sugar tax.
Ah, yes.
That was what everyone did, you know, when they when the sugar taxes got hectic. They were like, oh, now it's 340. Now it's 330.
Yeah.
Now it's a little, what you might call it? Like those
Look, it made sense for them as a corporation.
Yeah. They don't care
Fuck
about
the consumer.
Yeah, pretty much in all attitude.
Well, I mean, they probably figured consumers are not going to want to pay more, so let's just reduce the liquid. I get it.
And they did it in incremental, like phases or size
I
phases.
I think the Monster's still 500 though.
Yeah, but some of these guys do it. Like Pepsi is like still 500 and sometimes they even do 500 plus 100.
Damn.
And Coke is like, no, dude, we're doing... Their cans went from like 350 to 340 to 330.
Can I ask you this though? Who seems like the more evil company?
Coke.
Yeah, 100%.
Coke has a twisty mustache.
Nah, say.
Pepsi's just trying, man.
There was a cartoon that used to come on in the morning and then the villain used to laugh. Nyah-ah! Do you remember that? Is it
Dastardly and Muttley.
I think so.
Mm. Fuck, that was and Muttley was like...
But fucking Kobe Bryant, RIP, he had invested in some juice company or somewhere, something like that. And he had a big stake in it. And recently, Coke bought them over for like billions of rands. Yeah, so
you
his wife.
Fucking waiting until he went.
His wife inherited like four. She got like $400 million.
And how many kids were left? Because his daughter died with him. In
how
the
many kids were left?
What
did Why does it seem insensitive?
No, I mean like...
How many kids were left? You lose one?
Oh, yeah, there was like five. Don't mean it like that.
I know you don't. Jody's a nice guy, guys. I swear.
Don't I sound nice? Yeah. I have like two friends.
Yeah, that's all you need.
You and my wife.
That's all you need. I have my wife and you and... Well, family. You can't count family.
No. Mm. But if you're desperate, you do.
I mean, you can count on family.
Yeah.
To disappoint you.
No, yeah. Consistently.
Just kidding. I love my family.
I don't know how we got there.
On that note, let's get into the news.
Our wear, news and shorts.
This tastes really good. Mm. It's too good. The drink I mix now is this. It's too good. It's one of those.
But you're not going to remember what you just made.
No.
Because you're just like, as you were.
I was just remixing it, yeah.
Were you, are you eyeing the bottles trying to figure out?
Yeah, the ratios. Go on.
Wait till the ancestors tell you. See now.
From, like from Black Panther. Oh, my word. I don't know my grandparents. Do you know them?
At all?
No, they died when I was very, very young.
Well, but you're not a lad, Lamiki. You're so far on that.
No, I'm not. I'm not that much of a lad, Lamiki. But they just didn't take care of themselves.
That too.
Right? Yeah, that old adage. Yeah, just being horrible with your own body, just not caring. But anyway, Will Poulter. Will Poulter he has been cast as Adam Warlock in Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Yeah, it's a bit of a weird one for me. Yeah.
You are full of shit.
Hashtag not my.
No,
not
you're
my
full of
Adam.
Shit. This guy is amazing. If you don't know who Will Poulter
is, he's not
Will
a bad
Poulter
actor.
Is, no,
I'm just
shut
saying
up. He was
aesthetically.
In, he was in We're the Millers.
He was the son in
that YA cack.
Yes, and he would have played It before that Skarsgård guy was cast. He was the original It was the original director who left that project.
Yeah.
And then when that director left, he was like, fuck it, I'm outie.
Yeah, I know. Listen, he's buffing up. He's already buffing up. He's looking like a hunk of a man.
Did you know he's British?
Yes, I did.
I did not know he's British.
That's because I actually care about the show. And you like. You just come here for your jollies. And I'm the one. You come here for your jollies and I actually give a that's untrue. It's actually the other way around. But he's been buffing up. There's some photographs of him.
Yeah,
he looks
Boss
like
Boss Logic's already done like the
yo, that
the
guy's mock-up. Quick, eh?
But
fucking
we've said before, he must have some type of...
No, he's got an in there.
He's got an
He's got
in.
Like an in with Marvel now. Mm. He designs
and
like
DC.
Posters. He designs promotional stuff. Mm. And he's just super... fast with it.
Yeah, and
it's like the
it's
announcement
fast,
is made
man.
And
it's
then yeah.
Or and my other theory is that they use him to test things that they want to do. So he's like, hey, I've been thinking about like this little project, and then it's almost like maybe he would have done this a few months before it came
that
out.
That is how Oscar Isaac was cast as
Moon
No, not Moon Knight, the other one.
Solid Snake. Yeah.
So the director said, can you make this mock up for me?
Yeah.
And he's like, sure. And then there's like, okay. Oscar Isaac, let's do it. I am excited about this. I think he's gonna be great.
Yeah.
He's got that otherworldly look.
Yeah.
If
that's
you
true.
Spray
that's
him
true.
Gold, spray him gold. Mm. And with that eyebrows.
he's definitely got the eyes on things. But Adam Warlock, the way that I've always seen him, is like that conventionally you know, just what were the characters' names now again from Guardians 2? The gold people.
Oh, fuck. Oof.
With Elizabeth Debicki.
Yeah,
she was the leader,
yeah.
Right? And they are these, like, they are essentially the most beautiful race, like creatures in the universe.
Yes, but what? Listen, beauty is a construct.
I know. It's a subjective thing.
It is subjective, and I feel like you should stop shaming this guy.
I'm not shaming. I'm saying.
You are coming
not,
at him too hard, and I don't like it. He's
you know,
not.
When your voice breaks, it gets me.
It does get
it
you.
Gets me.
That's why I do it. Listen, he's not conventionally handsome, but maybe we need some of that.
Yeah.
It's an alien race. We don't know what they look like.
And I was saying, Boss Logic's mock-up with the longer hair and the, like you said, he's got the eyebrows, strong cheekbones. Like, there's something there. And
he can sing TLC's Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls.
Yeah, he knows.
That's a win in my book.
He knows Lisa Left Eye's entire rap.
That scene was actually, that was like... sort of impromptu, like they didn't know that he was gonna rap the whole verse, so he spent the entire night learning that whole verse
and he just flowed.
So their reactions are like
legit.
Yeah, I seen a rainbow yesterday.
Yeah, that's a fun movie.
I'm gonna watch
really
it again. Yeah, so but I'm happy about this. Fuck you, Joe.
I've got faith in James Gunn, so if he's like pushing for this casting, I'm down with
it. What do you mean pushing for it? He's done.
It's done. Yeah. He's like approved it, so to speak.
Mm.
And
he signed it off.
We all thought we would have seen Adam Warlock in Avengers because he was teased in Guardians 2.
Yeah.
And then he's also integral in the comics to that entire Infinity.
Yeah, I mean, his
storyline
wasn't... Yeah, that Infinity storyline, he should have been involved way earlier if they were keeping closer to the comics. But I mean, who knows where they're going to take it now? I want to fucking watch Eternals. Yeah.
What time are we finishing?
Oh, it's out today, no?
Yeah, it came out today. We can quay. Damn it, now you're giving away the secrets of when this was.
Oh, I mean, I don't know when.
Well,
I'll edit it out.
Merry Guy Fawkes to everyone.
Yeah, Merry Guy. Listen, Guys, clapper cheese is overrated, man. Think of the children. I mean, the dogs. Sorry, I don't care about the children. No. Think about the dogs. No. I don't care about the cats either. Yeah. Y'all can come at me for that shit. Yeah. I don't give a fuck.
Just don't let them come at you with nugget and eggs.
My bro, we were driving in Sea Point when I was a lighty. And my family was in a baki. I don't know how we all fit in there, but we did. And
like on the seats?
Yeah, I fucking can't remember. Like, okay. Due to substance abuse and stuff, like my memory is a little hazy.
You wouldn't say.
No. Let me take a sip of my
hyperstimulated drink. Mm.
That is very tasty. Mm. It's like go-go juice, this, because of the monster. It changes the whole game. Mm-hmm. So we were driving in Sea Point, and my father, a brave man, was driving with his window rolled down, and the thing is mooring in Sea Point Rainbow. Main Road, because it was Guy Fawkes and this man running around, and this bra came through the window with his hand, just go katoa in my father's face. Nugget, man.
I don't even understand the origin of all of this.
I feel like it's racist.
Is it linked to the anarchy part? And I feel like the people who are doing this,
yeah,
like, are they understanding the links to these things, or is it just being done for?
No, it's being done for that. Yeah, it's clappages is clappages, nugget is nugget, my bro.
Eggs.
Kiwi does really well at this time of the year. they keep your shoes protected for a long, long time. And on that note, we're going into our ad segment.
This episode probably brought to you by
Kiwi Shoe Polish. Polishing kiwis. I mean, you know what I mean.
Kiwis are extinct, man.
Kiwis are extinct. One of my favorite fruits. But yeah, happy. What the fuck were we talking about?
Wolpolter.
I'm happy. Fuck you, Jody. Boondock Saints. Do you know, when I saw this in the news, I had forgotten there was a sequel.
I know. I don't think many people know there's a sequel.
I had forgotten there was a Boondock Saints 2.
Went straight to video when that wasn't like much of a thing, you know. Yeah. Like straight to video went video shop. Not like out in the ether. Like on video on demand.
Well, now it's called video on demand now. But before it went like straight to DVD, and this, for the life of me, Jody, I cannot remember that second film.
Can I tell you? I remember the whole thing.
Hit me.
So they had this woman who was Willem Dafoe's replacement.
Yeah.
The two brothers are still there. Their father's with him now, so they're kind of being trained by the dad.
Yeah.
Then his past catches up with him.
I see.
So the guy that the father used to work with is like the antagonist in this film, and he's coming back to get rid of Il Deuce.
Ah.
So the whole film kind of revolves around that. And then Willem Dafoe's replacement is this woman from the FBI, but she's got all that Willem Dafoe madness, you know.
Yeah.
Reenacting what happened, guns blazing, super dramatic things. And then they end up in jail.
Yes. That's okay. Where the movie ends.
Yeah.
So.
Spoiler alert, I guess.
You haven't seen it. But
we'll fix that spoiler.
This headline says Boondock Saints 3 is a go.
Yes.
But the article says otherwise.
Well, I found a few articles on this one. So,
okay, well, the one you linked.
Okay.
Says it wasn't. It's a little bit up in the air. It's not like set in stone.
Yes,
yet.
But the three main role players in getting this off the ground, the director plus the leads, are all on board. And I think both
of course they're on board.
Readers and what's his name? Patrick.
Patrick Mahanahan.
Mahanahan. Duffy, man. Sean Patrick.
Sean Patrick O'Flannery.
Sean Patrick Duffy.
Sean, it's not Duffy, man. This is Sean Patrick Flannery.
Blarney. So all three of them are on board, and I think that the two leads are going to produce.
Flannery,
well.
It is Flannery. Don't touch my lock of charms.
Is he a leprechaun?
Yeah, it's the Boondock Saints, don't you know?
This is the most off the ground this movie has ever got.
Yeah.
Because after part two, apparently the director did an interview with GQ or Variety or someone.
Okay.
And he was like, yeah, we're working on it. It's happening. Mm. And then they spoke to the actors and they're like, don't know what the fuck
is he talking about? Listen, can I ask you this though? Mm. Do we need it?
The director has always envisaged it as three movies apparently, which they all bloody say. I mean,
look,
everyone's always got this vision, you know.
Boondock Saints is one of those films on their list where, like, they say, like, you know, toxic male film bros. Boondock Saints is always one of their favorite films. And if you revisit it now with a different lens, then you realize it's not really a good film.
Oh, yeah. It's highly problematic in technical quality acting. everything.
But I still love it.
Dude.
The first one.
You talk about toxic masculinity. Jenna and one of her friends used to watch this movie on repeat. Like, just because of the leads and...
Yeah. The whole thing of, like, vigilante justice. Yes. Willem.
I was like, Willem.
Yeah, Willem the foe. not Willem the friend.
Willem the foe.
His performance alone is, like, so tatty that it just enhances all the ridiculous... Yeah. The ridiculous... plot of the fucking movie. It's fun.
It's one of those movies that it's think fun. In your head you think of it as a certain way, but when you watch it, it's not. It's not that.
It's not that. But you know what? If this also goes to like VOD, I think that's okay. Will. Yeah. I think that's fine. Yeah, fuck it. I'm down, man.
Like I remember part two.
But then I'll do like a marathon because I don't remember part two.
Yeah, and so, then we will obviously do an MKT on it. So
but I do remember this, that Sean Patrick Flannery, he didn't look so good.
He looked terrible in the second one.
Yeah, what was really up with that? Bad.
I think, surgery. Look, Norman Reedus has been busy. He's been in the public eye because of Walking Dead. And he's
we also
done
forget
those games.
That actors age.
Yeah, but it's like some actors, it's more drastic because you don't see them a lot.
Yeah.
So Norman Reedus, we've seen in a lot of stuff. Sean Patrick has not been on TV or anything for
a
while.
He hasn't been on TV, don't you know? I haven't been on TV for quite a long time.
So it looked really rough. When
anybody got a potato? Why is this in the fucking
don't
news?
You like Sofia Boutella?
I like Sofia Boutella, but I don't like this project.
I know. I mean, look.
Sofia Boutella is
set
to
star. I purposely left out the name of...
No, but you can't. You can't. Sofia Boutella is set to star in Zack Snyder's Rebel Moon. Yes. You have to say it because that's what it's going to be. It's going to be Zack Snyder's Rebel Moon.
I know. He does introduce his movie.
Oh,
like
my God.
Now.
He's so fucking on his own dick. I can't even get over it.
So and there's no
if this guy could literally fuck himself, he would, I feel.
Probably has.
Probably tried. Probably tried.
Put it on. Check his video.
He has a black and white photo of me fucking myself.
And then you see all those X-Men.
This was taken on a Leica M7 or some shit.
Integrity.
Shut the fuck up. Anyway, I really want her to be... yeah, for creative integrity. I really want her to be successful. Yeah. I just feel like this is not a path I want to see her go down. But I understand it.
I think that mummy film derailed her, but...
That wasn't her fault, though.
It's not her fault, but... Like, someone like Tom Cruise doesn't get scarred by a movie bombing like that, but she does because she's not as big.
She's not as big.
And
she's
actually
quite skinny.
She was on a... she is quite skinny. But she was on a good career trajectory
with,
until that point, eh?
The Kingsman.
Kingsman and Star Trek.
That was good.
Star Trek
movies
people,
are good. There's only one that's
them,
not good.
The third one.
No, the one with Benedict Cumberbatch.
The second one, where he played Khan and he was like, I'm not Khan.
That one, the third one was great.
But people didn't like it, remember?
People
that's the one that bombed.
Can suck my dick.
No, and no, Sofia Boutella was awesome in there as the Rock.
So good.
The Rock star.
As the Rock. Yeah, she played Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
He really bulked for that one.
Yeah, so I thought she was going to be like this action, chick.
You know what else she was in?
What?
That Jodie Foster movie, Hotel Artemis.
Hotel Artemis, she was in
she
there.
Was
wow,
in
I forgot well. About that film. Yeah.
So yes, like you were saying, she's got the action stuff down. Though.
This is Cuckman. I want him to stop. Let's defund Zack Snyder.
But bruh, he's got Netflix money now. He's got like what, a 6 or 7 film deal.
I'll probably do a quick review on that fucking movie, Thieves of the Army. Thieves
I still haven't seen Army.
I'll tell you my opinion on it. But yes, I'm not looking forward to this. But I want her to succeed.
That's an awkward position.
It is an awkward position. It's like shit. Like there are other actors also that I thought were good, but they're just making shit.
Yeah. I'm rooting for her because ever since Kingsman, I've been like, she's awesome. So few, and we've spoken about like...
No, Sophia.
Yeah, so... so few.
I'm going to be a handful. I need you to know.
I know.
That.
I'm having to be on my A-game here.
You need to bob and weave, my bro. You need to bob and weave.
Like, there are so few female actors who can actually... like convincingly do the action roles, man.
Yeah.
And immediately be accepted.
Because she used to be a dancer.
A hip hop dancer. She still is, I think.
Maybe she should do Honey 3.
I think they've done Honey 3.
Oh, that's, yeah. The one with Cassie, is the one in Cape Town. Yeah.
With Cassie.
Have you watched it?
No. It was on TV.
Oh, Jody. Yeah. It is gloriously bad. It's so bad. It's great. Mm.
Why don't they call it Yenang?
I don't know. Opportunity. Yenang.
Actually, if it's in Cape Town, it should have been Golden.
Yo, it is so...
It should have been Golden.
Ilovo.
Imitation maple.
Yeah, you don't knock golden syrup, you.
I love golden syrup.
Golden syrup, double.
For those of us who can't afford maple, like straight up maple.
Well, every few months, Emma and I save up and then we buy like
maple. A proper glass bottle maple. Yeah.
Ooh, it's so runny and, and you can taste that.
It never gets like crystallized. Mm, like,
never.
Maple.
And you can taste that it's kind of good for you.
Yeah.
So good. Mm. Anyway, Yenang 3 is... we should fucking watch that movie.
All of them.
No, you just...
Are they connected?
No, this is not connected.
Do you know what upsets me about Honey? Like, what? The original. Jessica Alba does no dancing in that movie.
Do you know what upsets me about Save the Last Dance?
Everything.
Do you remember that film?
Yes.
And do you remember watching it for the first time back in the day? Watch that final dance.
Oh, yes, I have recently.
Oh, my God.
I have.
It's so bad.
She won with that. And people were apparently into it.
Listen to your brother. Go back. If you are around our age and you remember Save the Last Dance,
it's not as good as you
fucking
thought.
Movie. Uh-huh. Go back. You don't even have to watch the whole thing. Just watch the final dance scene where she's performing for that panel of judges.
Do you know what you have to watch to actually contextualize it? Scary Movie 2, when they start off and they do the whole
dance battle.
How to be ghetto. Yeah. It's all the stuff they told you.
Yeah, all the shit they told to walk with attitude.
Sit with your legs wide.
That's hip hop. Robert Downey Jr. and Matt Damon. Matt Damon and Sue.
Be Jamin.
They are going to join Oppenheimer. This is Christopher Nolan.
That's why
the story is in here. It's Christopher Nolan's new movie.
Yo, this movie's cast is starting to get insane. I don't know if Michael Caine is in it, but I'm assuming he's somewhere.
He must be. Maybe he plays.
Cillian Murphy's going to play.
Maybe he plays the bomb.
He does. He's not going to count him down.
I'm the bomb, don't you know?
I'm an atom.
Hello, Master Wayne. I'm the fucking bomb.
Your father would be so disappointed. Boom.
Boom. I think it's going to get get him an Oscar.
That's undoubtedly. You just have him on screen for 5 minutes.
Jody,
supporting Oscar.
I don't care about this movie.
The cost is going to be insane.
I know it sounds... Okay, if you've been listening to us for a while, it sounds like I don't care about a lot, but... Mm-hmm. Yes, man. No, but Nolan is just like, he's got no heart.
I know. And this movie, I don't see any potential for it.
Mm.
It's a scientist.
It's another...
The atom bomb.
What's the last one, the movie? The war movie.
Tenet.
No, the war one. The war. Dunkirk. Mm-hmm. It's another Dunkirk.
No tea.
Yeah, that's how I say it, okay?
Dunt.
It's a Dunkirk. I'll watch it at home probably. But it just screams that same thing of like, this is the story. It's might going to be technically amazing.
He's going to find a way to fuck around with time. Just like,
I don't know. Maybe he'll tell the story like non-linearly.
Yeah.
But I don't know. He's going to put time in there. I'm sure he's got like tattoos of times.
He's all about that time.
Time and dream.
I'm down for this.
You're obviously down.
And Cillian Murphy looks exactly like Harry Oppenheimer from that time. They've shown pictures of him.
Oppenheimers.
Harry.
Not of the South African Oppenheimers.
There might be a connect, eh? I don't know.
Not that guy from Orkney Snokney.
No.
Wasn't he an Oppenheimer?
Frank. Obut.
Yo.
Obut.
Pulling it out of the archives today, my bro.
He's still on TV.
Is
that man is on, like, Kiknet and that. He does a lot of stuff.
Shit.
Series, movies.
That's dope. I'm glad he's still working.
I love that guy. He's hilarious.
What happened to, like, Frick?
Frick's dead. Passed away. Remember, he did Vetkoek Paleis, and then he also he was part of Michael Lass at the time, I think.
Michael Lass.
Mm, that was like, that's this, basically.
They sip and just tell jokes all the time.
Jokes.
Yeah.
Weet jy, ek was gister winkel toe.
Wow, it wasn't that bad. Some my father used to really enjoy that show.
Because he was drunk when he was watching.
That's true, that's true. I didn't,
everything's funny when you're drunk.
Okay, I didn't think it was time, but to bring up my father's alcoholism.
Yeah,
but,
just subtly.
No, I'm kidding. But yeah, Oppenheimer, whatever. I don't give a fuck, Jody. You're going to watch it. You're going to tell me, oh, this is great. And this is why you should rewatch it again.
This is why you don't understand what's going on.
Oh, suck my dick.
And don't forget about Brave sound mixing.
Can he get this? Can he get that right?
No.
This time?
No. He's
no, he
find
must.
A way.
He must.
He made a movie that is seemingly pretty straightforward and highly dependent on dialogue. And he's like, I don't want people to hear what they're saying. So no, he won't do it, yeah.
But why?
Brave.
It's not brave. It's irritating and jarring. And you're actually doing a disservice to your fucking audience.
Yeah.
Oh, you agree?
I do. We refuted it. You can come and listen.
When we're done recording, I immediately forget the episode.
It's in and then it's out and it's gone.
So Will Ferrell, in an interview, revealed why he turned down $29 million when Elf 2 was proposed to him.
Yes. $29
million. It's a lot of fucking money. That, Elf kind of started that whole trajectory, apparently.
Really?
Yeah. So it was like Elf, and then that dropped. After that, he made Anchorman, and then Talladega Nights.
Elf, I think, is one of those Christmas classics that people forget is actually like.
I watch it every year.
I know, me. We also watch
that
it like
movie's
every year.
Lit,
it's like it's on our Christmas playlist.
It's so fucking good,
and it's so funny. Like
it's cack funny.
The stuff that he does,
he only eats sugar.
Yeah. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Like, just add some more Ilobo Golden Syrup to that.
This segment is brought to you by Ilobo Golden Syrup. When you know who's Joe Slovo?
Joe Slovo was a freedom fighter.
And he has nothing to do with Ilobo.
Ilobo, no, I don't think so.
My brain is making weird connections.
But I feel you on it.
Yeah.
Ilobo.
Joe Slovo, Golden Syrup.
Maybe it's Joe's Lovo and Ilobo.
That's a missed opportunity. Let's contact the company.
We can ask them.
Abby, write this. Oh, shit. She's not here.
What are we paying her for?
Well, we're going to forget this idea immediately.
Yeah. It's up to
neither of us have a pen. Anyway, so he turned it down. He said the script was trash.
And he needed to like actually believe that he could go out and say, this is a good movie
but
and I'm fully behind it.
I don't think that's the case. So,
because he's done some dog shit.
No. So apparently he was horrible to work with on Elf.
Really?
Yeah. So Jon Favreau, he had a vision and whatever, and Will Ferrell kept disagreeing with him and said, no, this isn't going to
I didn't know that.
Yeah, there was like yellow creative differences throughout the filming of the movie. And eventually they showed it to like test audiences and they like positively received it. And then Will was all like, whatever.
Uh-huh.
So there was like contention there between.
I feel like if he was doing that, I'd just get James Caan to like moot him.
Well, he
you
could
know?
Do it.
You know?
James Caan used to be a casino. No, was that the series Casino?
He played this casino owner.
Sorry, I
but he also played Sonny in
also,
The Godfather.
Also, he's the least Italian looking Italian.
Yeah, but he was like Sonny Corleone.
And his surname is Caan.
Yeah.
Is that Italian?
I think it's German, yeah.
You know what? Let's forget about it. So I think he's saying this.
But they actually didn't want him.
Yeah, I think this was the thing. Like, he didn't want to work with Jon Favreau again.
Mm.
And vice versa. I saw this in an interview from, there was someone, I can't remember what interview it was. And they were talking about how cuck Will Ferrell was too. Oh, it was Donald Faison.
Really? What did they do together?
Is it Donald Faison?
Donald is the guy
from... Is he the big one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the big one. They worked on Elf together, him and Jon Favreau.
Yes, yeah.
And he gave the scoop on Will Ferrell.
Oh.
So I think $29 million in the script was cut. I think that's bullshit. I think he didn't want to work with Jon Favreau.
That's so disappointing to hear about Will Ferrell, though.
I know. He's one of those people you expect to be such a great guy.
And you see him do interviews and shit and like Pinta. Did you see his Between Two Ferns?
Amazing. I know. Have you seen him? Wait, his character in fucking Eastbound and Down. He was the car salesman with the white hair. Fucking hilarious. Will Ferrell. He's one of my influences if I think about comedy. Okay. Some people say I'm a funny person.
Really?
Yeah, some people.
I don't get that.
I know, me
I
neither.
Don't laugh when I'm with you.
I know. Me neither. I don't laugh when I'm with myself.
And you're with you all day.
I'm with myself all day. It's fucking tiring. Anyway. And I get some of that from Will Ferrell, to be honest. Anchorman was a DVD that was just left inside my DVD player. Mm-hmm. And I would just play it every... Abby all would ask time. Abby. Mm-hmm. When we get home, and she used to come to my room.
One of those
room,
sequels that shouldn't have happened also.
We get home from the club, my bro. And
you put on Anchorman. For me, he feels like the Andy Kaufman of our generation. Because if you think
he's not as divisive.
Yeah, but I mean, if I think about...
And controversial.
Yeah, he's not really controversial.
He's not as controversial.
But if you think of, like, Andy Kaufman was the guy who would do shit in character. Yeah, the glass is empty. And now Abby's not here to even refill. Yeah,
fuck. We're going to have to take a break after this. Yeah.
He goes, like, and he does things in character, right? Like, he goes and does Ron Burgundy at basketball games.
Yeah.
Or he plays a security guard, like he's really a security guard at a game.
Do you know what the funniest thing is?
That's stupid shit like that.
He had a fucking, he was in the interview and he's like, look, when he was at home, he has a row of tops and shirts and he has a row of pants. And whichever ones end on the end on that day, he just wears that.
Nice.
So,
have you seen this Knife Guys thing with Ryan Gosling on Kimmel? Oh man, listen to your bra. Go
Knife
watch.
Guys.
Knife Guys.
Oh Jesus, I am excited now. Okay,
they have a thing where they like they book the studio, but Kimmel's busy doing his thing.
Yeah,
they're like, oh, did you book the same time as us again?
Yeah,
and then they just come out.
Knife Guys.
They sell knives.
That's actually cock funny. I'm gonna watch it.
Yeah, we can. Now during the break.
Yeah, let's watch because we're going to...
Here's a word from our sponsors.
We need some of that...
That music like, playing the left.
Yeah, like Girl from Ipanema. We need like Copacabana. What do you
lo-fi.
Call it? Bossa Nova. It's called
we
Bossa
need,
Nova.
We need lo-fi.
It's Bossa Nova.
But lo-fi is the new Bossa Nova.
Ooh, put that on a t-shirt. Uh-huh. Just give me a second. Talk amongst yourselves.
Sec, it's time for a review.
June.
Directed by our favorite French-Canadian director, Denis Villeneuve. Paul Atreides, a brilliant and gifted young man, born into a great destiny beyond his understanding, must travel to the most dangerous planet in the universe to ensure the future of his family and his people. As malevolent forces explode... I'm in character here.
Sorry.
As malevolent forces explode into conflict over the planet's exclusive supply of the most precious resource in existence.
Resources. You know why, though? Because I'm going to make a lot of fuck-ups while I'm talking, and I know you're going to point them all out. So I'm getting a head start. I'm getting... Oh, you guys!
I haven't done... I pointed out nothing. Only those who can conquer their own fear will survive. Yo, I don't know which actors to put under the starring thing because...
No, didn't you put them all?
Crazy. Timothy Chalamet, Rebecca Ferguson, Oscar Isaac, Zendaya, Jason Momoa.
No beard, Jason
Peter
Momoa.
Peter Skarsgård in his
Jason Momoa's chin.
Jason Momoa was his dad bod, supposedly, because he didn't have to train for this one.
Yeah, that's
he
cool.
He asked, do I need abs for this? And they were like, no.
And he was like, cool, fuck it.
Dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, yo, this cast is insane.
It's nuts.
Josh Brolin, I've never mentioned Josh
I wonder
Brolin.
What the budget was just for cast alone.
That casting budget must have been insane.
No way, but this fucking story, this book, have you read it?
No, so I'm going to, I was going
have you,
to.
Have you not read it?
No, I now was then, going to, but.
Why?
What's the point of this podcast?
I know, if one of us don't read the book, like it's all cut.
No, man, the thing is, there's like 6 books, I think, in the original
So have you
series.
Read them?
I just said no.
Yeah, you didn't even attempt.
I did. I read the first 3 pages. Then I heard that. Shit gets real bad, like, later on in the series. And Denis, in terms of his wanting to do 3 films, has said he's not doing all the books because shit gets psychedelic. That's a direct quote.
Okay.
So I was like, then I'm not going to read the books if he doesn't even want to use all of them for the movie.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, how far you already... It's like a sci-fi story, I understand? And then, does it just go too far in the weirdo direction?
It just goes super, super, super weird. And they, the spice? Off, and they are spin off books. I think Frank Herbert was taking a little bit of the spice.
But his spice is white.
Salt.
Soap.
I've got so many notes on this movie.
Okay, hit me with the notes because I have Fargo.
I want to ask, what did you think of the visuals? Because okay. I think we know.
Let me hit you with some motherfucking shit.
The knee and visuals are like, his filmography is already iconic.
I thought you asked me a question.
No, I don't have a question. I'm asking you what.
I know, but then you keep talking.
Okay, I'm done now. Talk.
The knee is the master. The knee Villeneuve, if you don't know. He's the master of making CGI look as real as possible.
Amazingly real.
It's fucking crazy.
It looks so expensive. Like,
it's nuts.
I keep thinking, how much money have they spent on this movie?
The worm, spoiler alert. Sandworms, the fucking jets, the starships, like everything that just you
the,
know.
The world.
Like, is CGI. Yeah. I mean, they film things in a desert and stuff. Those things, like the scenery, you know it's going to blend seamlessly. But the CGI elements of the ships and the worms and whatever, it looks so good. Amazing. That you think they just shot it.
Yeah. There's nothing where you are visually taken out of the film because of, that doesn't look so quiet.
Yeah.
And people think like it's just a seamless thing, but even Marvel has had like some
dodgy shit.
Some really dodgy CGI that gets into these super expensive movies.
Yeah.
And like you said, this movie is seamless, dude. Like, the quality.
Even your bra, Christopher Nolan.
I know.
He gave him props for
that. The two of them have been like, sending each other love letters.
Oh, God.
Like, this movie is a gift to humanity.
Oh, I think my
that's
goodness.
That's what Christopher knows.
Don't lie. Really?
And then Denis told him that Tenet is a wonderful film.
Bois.
Can I say something about Bois?
You can say anything about Bois.
You know how on...
Oh, we?
Are there people here?
Yeah, there's Brasen in the hood.
That's why the dogs are barking.
Are you staying over?
In here, eh? This producer comes waltzing in here.
She hasn't done her job the whole fucking day. We're asking her to take notes. She's not even here.
All our good ideas gone.
Gone. We immediately forgot them.
Alcohol fueled. There's the producer we love.
There's the we know and love. Yeah, yo, you're back. That's gechap and avoid. Anyway. June.
Hans Zimmer's score in this movie is incredible. It's amazing.
Sorry, I hear it on TikTok all the time.
Really?
Fucking sound.
I don't TikTok. So.
Well, if you don't tick, then
you don't talk.
Shut the talk up. That smooth sound is a sound on TikTok, so I hear that all the time.
But if you look at, because you were making the like that bass noise, eh? That has been used in so many like epic movies lately. That same deep rhythmic bass and, all that jazz.
In your face.
Bass in your face.
Hello.
And this movie was not reliant on anything like that.
No, because there was too much sand.
Yeah.
This movie is my nightmare.
Yeah.
It's like sand everywhere.
You and Hayden Christensen.
My bro. Me and Hayden Christensen and fucking a lot of people. It's sand. Like, it's cuck.
Yeah.
I hate it.
But it's amazingly used in this.
And it's so windy.
Mm-hmm. It's sandy, it's windy, it's like the beach. Yo, they could have paved, eh? They could have 10,000 years in the future.
Pave the beach.
You know what would have helped if we maybe told people that this movie is set 10,000, 8,000 years in the future.
Yeah, that's right. global warming. Context. We're fucked.
Context.
But at least we'll have spice.
Yeah.
So is the spice, is it paprika? What is it?
It's paprika with
it's red.
A hint of nutmeg. Ugh. And a little bit of cayenne.
That sounds horrible.
Turmeric
is yellow.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're not making curry.
You're making
spice. That's for everything nice.
So the red. Okay. So you say it's paprika, nutmeg,
a bitchy cayenne.
Is cayenne the one where the longer you heat it, then the hotter it gets?
Because it was peppers cooked down.
Ah, yes.
Powdered pepper.
Got you. Yeah. I love how we're talking about the film. We're talking about cayenne.
You smoothly segued.
What cayenne?
What
cayenne with that? So, story-wise, I knew nothing about this film. There's obviously people who I've watched the first film.
Watched it, but I really can't remember. I think I was way too young to actually properly. Yeah, I didn't care. I just know Kyle MacLachlan's in it. You know?
Kyle MacLachlan, not the Glenn MacLachlan.
Scottish.
Oh, you're Scottish, don't you know?
Yeah.
Well, I'm John Patrick Flannery. So anyway, story-wise, I really enjoyed it. And apparently after so a tad bit of research, which is like a five-minute googs, he cut quite a lot out of it. Out of the books and shit.
He was very liberal. They're talking about like chapters condensed into 10-minute.
Which I think is a good thing.
Yes.
It's because, look, fans of books are always like, why didn't they do this? Why didn't they do that? Mm. But it's like, you can't fit. Movies are a different medium.
And these books are too... It's just too much.
It's like, too much. Not everyone people, is Jody who can read a fucking novel in like 10 minutes.
Yeah. I don't know if they're expecting like six movies.
Yeah.
But I mean, this film was not guaranteed sequels.
Like, no, it wasn't. So this is what got a lot of people. When I was talking to people at my workplace, they had watched June and they were like, I didn't know that this was a part one. Because in the marketing or anything, there was no part one. There was no mention of it. You and I, who have been reading things about it, knew that it was like the first part of something great.
Intended as.
But your general public didn't. And then when they watched, when the movie started and it said part one, we were like, what? And
I thought that was super ended. Brave, eh?
Yeah, it was.
When I saw it, I was like, oh, he actually like went
this is actual creative bravery. Not Zack Snyder bullshit. If you know, you know. There's a little monster in here. It's actually liquor. Timothy Chalamet, give me your opinion on that guy.
I haven't watched a lot of his
Praying things, Mantis Head, I like to call him.
Yeah, and lots of young adult stuff, which is not my forte. You know, since Twilight, I've really just not gone back to, to the genre.
Twilight changed us forever.
So I had this dislike for him going into this purely because he always acts in young adult.
No,
stuff.
He was in Call Me By Your Name. I haven't seen it. I haven't seen
things.
It.
And
also
he also did that because you,
like, gay affection makes you uncomfortable.
Very uncomfortable. 100%. You know.
We're joking. We are just joking.
Why am I always?
I
so
don't
like,
know.
Really have to like space. Last time it was like
I know I always say something about you and then I was like I'm joking. Jody is a lovely person. He's very accepting. He loves all people except no, I'm kidding. There's no except.
Exactly. So this movie won it's me weird, over. No, but
I don't know.
I
don't know about him. I haven't seen enough of him, so I'm not convinced yet.
I was.
You know
like,
how
he,
they...
He convinced me in this
no,
role.
No, but it's one role. I still have to watch Willy Wonka coming out.
Oh, not excited for that.
Are you not?
The prequel I didn't know I needed.
But it's a Willy Wonka. Look at the sweets.
Like the teachers where he got his lump.
So, I haven't seen enough of him to make like... You know when Hollywood gets a whiff of a young fucking white guy and they just put him in everything. We're gonna touch on some news that is kind of like
I thought you're gonna touch on some young
I'm gonna
guys.
Touch on some white young white guys. They got it coming. They've been touching us for a long time. It's time for us to do some touching,
damn it.
But they just cram this person down your throat. They put him in everything, and it's I feel like he's reaching that now,
that saturation.
Yeah. And but luckily, I haven't seen the rest of his stuff.
Me neither. Mm. And that's why.
You neither.
Me neither. I like him in this. I really like him.
Ah, it's good.
Yeah. Like, all the cast members bring their A-game to this movie. Right? Like, Oscar Isaac, I mean.
Oscar Isaac
love me some
is
Oscar
a
Isaac.
Walking thirst trap.
I know. Beard or no beard.
Oh, that guy. He's so fucking
bald,
charismatic.
Dancing,
and
he can do anything.
That father speech in the beginning, where he was like, yeah, you know, destiny, what he said, leadership is
it's
you're called to it.
Yeah, it's not something that you choose.
You'll always be the thing that I've needed you to be, and that's my son. I was
like,
God damn it, I wish he was my father.
I wish Jaden needs me to do that at some point, you know.
You probably,
I'm just going to like work it into like, I'm dropping him at school one day.
No offense, I don't know if it'll have the same weight, like if Oscar Isaac said it. But
that's because the cameras aren't there.
That's true.
And I probably won't look as good with a beard.
No, but you will. Give it a shot. Give your brain. Just you need to power through the patches.
He's dreaming.
When you grow a beard, listen to your brother. Power through the patches.
PTP.
You'll get there. But yeah, he's very good.
He's amazing. Rebecca Ferguson. She's good in everything.
She's good in everything. Yeah.
This is probably my favorite Jason Momoa role.
It is. Like, he's not like my man.
I Dude, my note.
Did you say a note there?
No, my man. No,
no, my man.
Yeah, yeah.
That I'm Jason Momoa.
He is just playing a normal character.
Normal dude.
And it's so good.
And he's so cool. It's like he's, you know, native to Hawaii, I think.
Mm.
Yeah. And just using his character to go there and understand. And you can tell that he's kind of impressed by these people.
Yeah.
He loved living with them. He's like, yeah, these guys are amazing.
And he has learned from them, like you said, about their cultures and stuff. So when we do have the clash of cultures thing, it's like he's the one explaining and it just makes sense.
Yeah, makes 100% sense. I liked him even without his beard.
Yeah, dude, he was...
People are upset, eh?
Really?
That he doesn't have his beard. People are upset, young. They're like, what? We never asked to see this man's chin.
Hashtag not out, Jason.
Oh, there he goes again.
Oh, man.
Huh? Still coughing, this guy. Yeah. Have you got TV? Are you sitting here? You got TV in my room?
It's already a TC now, eh? It's the next level.
As long as it doesn't reach TD.
Yeah. Touchdown.
I was going to say that dick.
Ah, even better. You see where you get it from.
I know. Abby is a fucking dirty person.
Anyway, all of the cast are amazing in this film.
Really are. Okay, can we talk about costumes?
Oh, you wanted to talk about that earlier already?
Yes, I did.
I
haven't seen a movie in a long time. Maybe save like Cruella, maybe.
Mm.
Where like the costume design has been a fucking amazing.
So on point, yeah.
So good.
And you know what? Right? It's that balance of practicality, but also cinematic.
Yeah.
Like it's aesthetically, it works as what they needed to do for the characters, but also when you see them in those shots.
In the set, so it's a marriage of like architecture and the clothing and stuff. So in their own world, you know, it kind of fits and stuff. And then they go to this new world and they're in this new place and you can see the lines are different.
Yeah.
And they don't truly belong there based on their, like everything was considered.
Yeah. The only time I felt that it didn't work was with the fighting scene.
No, you're wrong.
Okay.
So the only time you felt, you're wrong. Can you hear the snaps? You're fucking wrong.
Because I felt like they looked too similar because everyone was wearing like these white or this is the thing.
Because I feel like everybody has this battle. Because they all use the same shields as well.
Yes, yeah.
So it's almost like this technology and all the shit has been shared amongst all like races and factions. Mm. That's why they kind of look so similar.
Yeah.
And then why are they all fighting with knives?
Well, that's apparently it's a story point. The fact that guns don't really exist in that world.
Except on ships.
Yeah.
They got like fucking...
We still use it there.
Yeah, they got like building, destroying guns on ships. Scene, but nobody goes pew, pew, pew with a gun.
Paul Atreides got the gun... Timothy Chalamet. He got
his
the guy
name
that
is what?
Paul Atreides. The Atreides family. Oscar Isaac's.
Yeah, I missed that.
Yeah.
But I did like Jason Momoa's name.
What was his name again?
Duncan Idaho.
Nice.
Apparently fans are not happy with that name on there. I don't
Why?
Care. I just see these headlines and I'm like, You see, people care too much.
I feel like that's the same, like Snyder, Mensa, that are also...
They must be killed,
Mensa,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I agree. You know, I agree.
People.
They must be put down, yeah. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. Let's go with that.
But yeah, the design of everything is amazing.
Yeah.
The rework of the sandworms, the scale of it, because they scaled that motherfucker up, no?
Yeah, they did.
They weren't that big.
Mm-mm.
And the sandworm in this film is
huge.
But he's so good at illustrating scale.
Yeah.
In his shots. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah. Also, just the effect of the sand. It's like truly, it's magical. Like just watching the movement of the sand as the worms are coming.
The vibration of the
vibration
sand.
The vibration starts and then you get that wave effect. And you get that, just that feeling of the immenseness of the desert.
Yeah. And it's such a real threat for them.
Yeah.
That it's so super dangerous that you don't even want to see this thing, really.
Yeah. So, okay, maybe we should talk about Zendaya in the spoilers. There's a lot of... Zendaya's fans also quite upset. But I think we have to discuss that in the spoiler part.
Yeah, let's talk about that in spoilers. But even her performance, no spoilers, but was fine, I guess.
Yeah.
It's Zendaya.
It was. A couple of Jenna points. She got a bit upset with the clothing because she says, the people just look too cool sometimes, man. Like they're standing in the desert.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, fashion still counts 10,000 years
from
now.
When he's with his mother in the desert after they've escaped, and it's the two of them.
Yeah.
And they have those desert suits on, but they've got those like white, almost like a, like what now? Almost like a veil type thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it goes flowing around their bodies and out behind them, so it perfectly shows how the wind is blowing.
Yeah.
And she's like, that looks too good.
Yeah, like, it should look good.
Who looks that good? Oh my word.
If I'm in the desert, I at least want to look good.
True. You know, it's that's your main focus.
It's important.
Living second.
That's right. Love surviving second. Looking good, though. That's numero uno.
Her other issue was that apparently all doctors in 8,000 years' time are going to be homeopaths.
Yes.
They're going to just touch
and,
you.
Yeah, they have the gen like, no, but I feel like that, didn't that Infinity Gem, didn't that work? It was like a neural thing, so he could diagnose
you.
He
just does a little...
Yeah.
There's a lady there in Rondebosch.
Yeah.
Same thing, eh?
Yeah, is it?
You, two fingers on the shoulder. And she'll
on the shoulder. I thought you were going elsewhere with the fingers.
Yeah, that's a different lady, eh?
Two fingers. Just all it takes is two fingers.
Some of us can only handle one.
That's right, because you don't know what's in that vaccine, man.
Yeah.
But I know what's on her fingers.
Yeah. Lubrication. I hope.
You just put in a little coconut oil. Slides right in.
Right in there. It's a little prosy there, eh?
A little prosy?
Yeah, prostate.
Oh, okay. I thought you're talking about someone on the main road.
Nah.
When do we go into spoilers? You driving this bus. You
I'm
have all the fucking
notes. I'm
just checking
if there's anything else. Transformers. Of the future. Oh, shit.
Oh, the wasp thing.
the parties that they were having. But it looks like the, you know, in the...
Did you say trans parties?
Yeah.
Okay.
T-R-A-N-C-E. Parties. Do you see, there's that one man where that guy of the, like the bad guys, the Hobbikins or whatever they're called. And they're just like... And everyone is kind of like hoeing it out there. I'm like, that doesn't look fun.
Yeah, that's not fun. It's but like nothing, I will say this time, though, nothing seems fun.
No.
In this world.
No aspect of that world.
No, nothing seems fun. Even the color, I mean, as much as I admire like the wardrobe and the decor and shit, there is a lack of color for me, but I understand what they were going for. So it doesn't bother me too much. But you're talking about a party, which is something that should be fun.
You know?
And it's not.
Theoretically.
It's really not.
Yeah, I think on the decor or the lack of color, everyone kind of dresses to the theme of their houses, right? Like the Atreides guys all have the black and...
Yeah.
Like it's mainly the black and like with
like
Scottish
Avatar
infused themes there. Yeah. And then the Hobbikins?
The Hobbikins.
You know, Peter Skarsgård and Batista and Daniel Mascagnan.
What did you think of Batista?
I think these types of roles are still his forte.
Mm.
You know, screaming, angry.
Yeah,
that type of thing. I'm not won over by him as an actor. Like
I do think he's better than The Rock was at his
at the same point, maybe. Yeah,
same point.
Yeah,
and I think if you give him like the right, he needs that role needs to be like so right for him. Can we go into spoilers?
I think we should go into spoilers now.
Okay.
Oh, great thing before going to spoilers.
I'm gonna say this was quiet.
Very quiet.
Aware.
I was very pleasantly surprised. I told you earlier, Jenna watched the whole thing. Like.
That's crazy. Abby also.
We
Abby fucking watched it, didn't she?
Yeah. There's so much left. And probably a 3. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Hey, it's my time to shine. Where's that fucking thing?
You should just have it there all the time.
Spoiler alert in the mix. It's spoiler time. And you're machen. Zendaya's in this film for 7 minutes.
Yo, that
my
was...
bro, they fooled everybody.
She was on the press tour.
She was
in everything. Eh?
The fucking whole spiel. Her and Timothy Mantis Head were on the fucking whole thing
just
together.
Everywhere.
Just
and
vibing.
They, didn't they do like those, one of those, is it BuzzFeed?
Lightyear.
Now, Variety or someone does those interview things. They did something like that now as well.
They did Variety. They did GQ. They did all the fucking shit. You can just go on YouTube and say, Timothy Chalamet and Zendaya. And you see all the videos that come
up. And Zendaya's people, they are upset. Eh? Like, they watched this movie because of her.
They really
and
did.
She's not in
and
the
she's
movie.
Hardly in it.
And when the movie started, so I told Jen that Zendaya isn't in this for very long.
Yeah.
She's like, but she's doing the narration. Isn't she doing it for the whole movie? I'm like, no.
Yeah, that was crazy. I mean, we were like fucking 2 hours in, and then I was still like, where the fuck is Zendaya?
Yeah.
But whatever, it's fine. We were following Timothée Chalamet's character, so. I didn't realize Rebecca Ferguson was a concubine until later.
Yeah, well, the dad explained it, that, you know, I couldn't marry you because...
Yeah, yeah, I got really that, like, why. Afterwards, and then I was like, oh, I didn't really...
And then what's his name calls the concubine.
Yeah.
The bad guy's like, you concubine. I'm like, he's not wrong.
Like, yeah,
100%. That's actually what she is in this.
Shit, I really wish you had read the books.
Yeah, I really wanted to.
But...
When we said we're going to do the movie, I was like, okay. Got me the book.
But then you got lazy.
And then I saw that the books get really shit, and I'm like, I don't
but
want
you
to
could have read the first.
Series.
What did he say? It's based on the first two?
Apparently, no. It's like, it's not, I don't know if it's not even the whole first book that the first movie is based on. Like, it's only parts of the first book.
So you could have fucking read the first book for us, and you did nothing. You okay, just stood there.
Can we pause?
Yeah.
Give it a quick read.
Yeah, it is a quick read, isn't it? Like 10,000
pages.
And
I'm back. Yo, it's, yeah, they cut out a lot.
Fucking. But yeah, the story goes, the family was, we should have probably covered this in non-spoilers, but who gives a fuck right now? Because
it's
I got a drink.
It's our show.
I got an energy drink. Family fucking tries to do their thing to take over from the evil guys because of the spice mines. And then they were actually set up by the empire. What is it?
Emperor.
Not the emperor, which runs the empire, I assume.
Yes. Can't run.
They were actually set up, so they sent the family there, and then they were attacked by the...
The actual bad guys.
The Hobbicans.
The
attacked by them, and then Timothée Chalamet and his mother.
He's the chosen
escape.
One.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Because this is another like Matrix one.
Yeah, but look, that whole thing about the chosen one is a very typical fantasy novel thing. Because you always want to have like a relatable character. So it's someone that we as the audience.
Yeah, but why
can't
they get
with.
There through like perseverance?
They normally do.
No, but they're still chosen. It's
perseverance is off the track there.
Perseverance is a pub, yeah, down there. You know, they're always chosen. It's always destiny.
Yeah, but they're always chosen, but it's like they don't have their powers, man. Mm. So that's like our avatar. It's the that's our gateway into the world.
James Cameron.
Yeah. 2 and 3 and 4.
Can't wait for that. Yeah, I get what you're saying, Jody, but I'm just tired of it. I just want the normal brat to be that guy.
Yeah.
We want Die Hard, but in different fucking genres.
Die Hard in space.
Die Hard in
1,000 years.
Die Hard under the sea.
Yeah. So, look, this movie was being compared to Star Wars before it came out.
Yeah.
People were like, is this going to be the Star Wars of
It's
our
not
time?
Star Wars.
It's really not.
It's
though.
Not. It is Denis Villeneuve.
But in terms of story, I get more of a sense of something like Game of Thrones. Where you have
those
political
politics,
machinations and all of
that
happening.
I get that.
Maybe Star Wars, like Attack of the Clones and that stuff, you know, the Star Wars prequels were very politically inclined.
Yeah, but it was boring. I didn't want to see fucking
all those meetings,
Senate discussions
all those
and
fucking,
shit.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Happening.
Whereas Jen, it was a lot about the politics and stuff, but we didn't sit in meetings.
No.
We had like, okay, the family's now thrust into this. And it was quite, the pace was quite fast.
Well,
it was quite fast.
You say that, but I found.
For that stuff.
This is what Denis does so well. Like
He's a filmmaker.
He does that stuff quickly, right? But then there's like these scenes where it's literally just like.
But they are more character focused.
Framing on characters and stuff.
Yeah.
And he's dragging it out, and it's them, and you're seeing them being like alone, or you're seeing them being like they troubled and
well,
a difficult situation.
Well, we must discover things about the characters. He focuses on that as about
he's
like,
insane.
He lays the groundwork with the politics and cuck, and then it's like, okay, these are
the
our
actual
characters.
Stuff we
yeah.
want to see is them.
100%.
You know what amazing thing he does for me with
tell
characters?
Me, Jody.
You know how he frames them, and he has like.
He like, frames them for murder.
You know?
And it's like, ha-ha! It was me all along.
But it's like the camera's on the character, right? There's lots of other people there and the intense focus that he has on that character. Now, if a director gets it wrong, like our favorite director did with
Did you just say our favorite?
Yeah. Zack Snyder with...
You shut your whole mouth.
With his zombie movie that had the weird Army of the Dead stuff. Yeah. But in this
Do you movie, know... Yeah. Side note. We were watching Thief of the Army.
Yeah.
And then that whole movie happened. And then at the end... Mm. Spoiler alert. They link it back to Army of the Dead.
Yeah.
And they show a scene from Army of the Dead. And then every sitting next to me, what the fuck happened to the focus?
Yes. Now, you see, if a person can't do it right, immediately...
It's not about doing it right. It's the intent.
Cut. Yeah.
No, it's the intent. And this is something that Zack Snyder doesn't have.
But
that
Denis does.
I know. It is the fact that Denis has a vision of the greater scheme of things, and he has a stylistic vision of what he wants things to look like. Establishing the scale.
There's a reason.
Framing. There's a reason for everything. And the reason is not just, oh, I think it'll look cool.
Yeah.
That's not his reason. Exactly. His reason is like, this is how artistically I want this world to be portrayed.
And it's amazing.
And it's amazing. I mean, look at Arrival.
Yeah.
The tone of that film, like the way the aliens are designed, are they fucking, the language, everything is so well considered. Mm-hmm. And it's not for cuck's sake, man.
And
yo, Zack Snyder, you makes me angry.
The thing about Denis is that he finds the beauty in like horrible situations. Sicario as well.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like you're looking at these really horrible places, you know, like war-torn Juarez.
Mexico.
And yes. No, I mean like those
don't
are...
Don't be racist.
It's a place where gangs have taken over. Like the police don't stand a chance
anymore.
You got
an ASMR.
Uh-huh. It's Archer. His name is always at the ice cream thing in every episode.
Mother. Yeah, but you 100% correct.
He finds the beauty in like these stark realities. These worlds that for all intents and purposes should be horrible.
Should be. I mean, I don't want to live... in the desert.
No.
I don't even want to live in Namibia.
Yeah, it was shot on location in Windhoek, eh?
100%.
The whole thing.
Yeah, 100%. It's the same people that do the Mad Max.
Did you get strong Martian vibes from all the red sand and stuff?
Not actually.
In the beginning, that was like, I kept thinking back to that same world because they kept like showing the sparseness. You know, it's like.
No, I get what you're saying, but I disagree.
Okay.
No, it wasn't you that. I didn't make that connection. I'm sorry, Jody. I don't know what to tell you.
I thought we'd run with that for like 5 minutes, but.
Okay. No, Jason Manalin. On to the next thing.
Yeah.
Which is, the fact that this was a part one. Surprisingly, I was in it. The runtime is long.
It's really long. This movie's almost 2 hours, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Just under.
Which I'm surprised Abby didn't go pee.
Yeah. This movie, once we were in it to win it.
Oh, we can't talk about Abby's bladder.
We shouldn't talk about the nappies either then, like, that she normally watches movies with.
It's not nappies, Jody. It's Nepai. Heavy. It's heavy flow pads.
No, I'm talking about the full nappy.
Oh, okay.
Adult diapers. It's in aisle 5. Clicks.
The fact that you know that what aisle that is.
Bruh, sometimes man,
it's true.
Go,
yeah, you know? You work hard.
It's,
you cack hard.
It's a long drive home. So this movie is hella long.
It's long, but it didn't feel like, okay, I'll give you this. I had set myself up for an epic.
Mm.
So I understand epics take time to tell their story. So I was already like said, okay, this is a long movie. But when it ended, I was like, shit, I could have gone a bit longer, actually.
And I think because I didn't actually like the pacing of the ending. I felt that they had the big climax scene. They had the big climax scene. And then they had like a bit of a die down with more explanation and things happening.
Yeah. Well, he had to now make his decision. Yeah. And he had to go through that old shit. I think he did the best he could. Denis Villeneuve, I mean.
Particularly not knowing
whether
he's going to get the sequels.
Exactly.
Which have now, we can confirm, the sequel has now been approved.
Give Denis Villeneuve as much money as he wants.
Yeah, give him all the money.
Give him all the money. Because he made this movie. So, like, I had some trepidation going into it because I was like, Dune, it's a Moses story. They tried this once before. Mm. It wasn't that good.
The I timing know the was, books your, if you watch this hectic. And you see the effects that they had in the 90s,
yeah.
Dune,
shame.
Like, they couldn't.
And they, the thing is, they included a lot of things that Denis Villeneuve thought wasn't necessary. Mm. I can't remember now because I've been drinking. Mm. But
you wouldn't have remembered if you were sober.
Can I just hide behind the veil of alcohol, please? Can you just give me that? So he omitted so many things that was still in that 90s movie that I feel they should have omitted. Mm. You can't adapt all the cack.
I think what helps is that he's got a clear vision. Because he said, like, he knows what these three
That's
movies
what you
are.
Want from your director, yes. isn't it? Like you want the vision.
You don't start and you're like, yeah, we'll see where it goes.
Yeah. It's just coming willy-nilly. Listen, I got an idea for a movie. Let's just wing it. And, like, we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, that should work sometimes.
Well, that's what they did with Iron Man 1.
Yeah, basically. No script. No dialogue.
Fuck. What did you think of Skarsgård?
I really like him as the villain. He was
his whole backstory was also omitted.
Yeah, but was doing very little.
Yeah.
You really get a sense of his, like...
menace.
Totally menacing.
Yeah.
He's powerful. He's... I mean, he's overweight. He's been dead.
Yeah.
Floaty. Jenna's like, how's he flying? He's a bitchy heavy to fly. And I'm like, that's why he floats. It's the
he's
knees.
He's pooping now.
He's got the handle
to gas, bro. It's gas. It's future gas. Remember?
So, that is that whole family of bad guys are all really like, I'm looking forward to seeing more.
Oh, yeah.
Because they give away so little of, you know, the overarching story in this thing.
Nah, this movie really...
But it still grabbed...
It really impressed me.
Yeah.
I didn't think I was going to be that invested because of the whole, like, thing of Dune, this is this,
and the books
science of a saga, and all this cuck. And I was like, fuck it. I really, really enjoyed it.
Yeah, and I'm glad from my side, I'm glad I didn't read the books because...
I really wanted you to read the books, like, though.
I could go...
Can you read the book for the sequel, though?
Yeah, I will.
Thanks, Jody. You heard it here first. Jody's going to read the book for the sequel. He can't go back on it now because it's set in audio.
And Abby's writing down now.
Shit. And Abby wrote that down. Abby, did you write that down?
Where's your pen and paper?
Yo, she's the worst time, bro.
Come in here. You close this is why, source of air.
This is why the show can't get off the ground. Because you got cuck people that work for you.
She did, eh? Yo, the numbers since she came on.
Since she came on board, the numbers
tens,
have been skyrocketing.
Tens of tens.
Skyrocketing. Tens and tens of people. but yeah, look, we didn't talk much about story and all that shit. But
you can't, actually.
You can't, yeah.
There isn't really, for a movie this long, there isn't actually that much story in this film.
To be, yeah, because it's a lot of it is character being, driven, yeah. And he's just discovering himself and discovering his destiny. And a lot of it is set up, but I was with it for, I was along for the ride.
I've seen complaints that people are like, there's not enough
people are cuck, man. No, I'm joking. Yeah, I get that, though.
There is, but
he's like a royal family, though. Hey, they're like a royal family. They dukes and duchesses.
Yeah, so they are like the stewards of their world.
They're supposed to be like prim and proper and upstanding and shit.
And my thing is,
that tent scene was quite intense when him and his mother were in that tent and he's like, you know,
of the movie is the two of them.
Like, no, man, who are these people? Where do they live?
Dunes, man. They're family of the Adamses.
Are they from the Noon?
Yeah. They're family of the Adamses, man.
They Atlantis. The Adamses.
Yeah. They moved from Atlantis to Grassy Park, no? They're in the avenues.
Yo, but anyway, fucking, I really enjoyed this
for
movie.
For me, the emotion thing is...
Yeah.
I think that's just nitpicking. I feel like it's a royal family. Emotion isn't integral to the story.
No, it's not.
The emotion we do see, because we see, like you said, that powerful moment with father and son. The whole thing with the mother and her relationship with him and how she's actually gone against her own, like, the code of, you know, this witches.
Ethics.
Yeah, that she belongs to. Mm. So there's a lot of things there.
Look, there's a lot happening here. And I feel like if you're not willing to, like, so let's not look at it like a sci-fi film. Mm. I feel like it's a film about a family and destiny and all these things, choosing your path, and it's set in this world. Mm. So look at it like that.
Yeah.
With amazing visuals.
Incredible visuals.
And I think you'll have a good time.
Amazing sound.
I think that's how Abby sort of went into it, to be fair.
Yeah.
And she enjoyed it. And she is like anti-sci-fi galore, my bro.
I actually wish I could see this on IMAX, eh? With the visuals of this movie.
We didn't go watch it on IMAX. I'm sorry.
I'm away. I was there.
I know you were there because you love you. Yeah. You love yourself.
I love yourself.
So, shout outs, Jody. You got some shout outs.
We do have shout outs.
Can I read one?
I'm going to let you read one.
Yes.
But I must find them.
He's bad at this. He's bad at this. Jody is fucking bad at this.
Da-da.
That's a new song. That's a new opening theme. Jody is bad at this. Okay.
So we want to read out some of our.
Yeah, guys. So, reviews. I mean, what would really help out is if you guys, Can everyone hear me? It's like a Teams meeting. Hi, can you see? I'm sharing my screen.
Put your camera on.
So it will really help us if you go and like rate us on Apple Podcasts, but only go if you like the show.
Yeah.
Don't go there to give a 1-star review because then,
like, don't be spiteful.
Don't be that, bruh.
Why?
Yar. We have 1 5-star review.
No, we've got 11.
Yeah, I know, but I'm reading one.
Oh, okay.
So I have one, yeah.
I count them daily.
Is this a real name?
You do know.
Is this his real name?
That's his name on there.
Oh, his name. So his name on read on the Apple name. Is Antonio Banderas.
It's a good name.
Kegi, you know, as a colored human being in South Africa, you know there is someone's real name is Antonio. 100%. So Antonio writes. You think Squid Game was quiet? Lol! Exclamation mark. Not only do these Owens really know their movies, but their cuck prat and general back and forth is fucking fantastic. Always a vibe. 5 stars.
Total 5-star review.
Shit. Thank you, Altonio. We love and respect you as a person.
Yo, this next one is Sam's Own Pancake Breath. Here for the FF Deep Dive and Cape Town Excellence.
That seems racist.
Yeah. And then...
is that person white? We'll need to find out.
We need to find out.
Shot, Owens. Thank you so much for rating us 5 stars. We really appreciate it. It also helps the show. So go out, tell your friends, tell your mother, tell your father.
Be a bra.
Tell your pastor.
Your pastor will love the show.
I think so.
Mm. And your imam.
Tell your imam as well. Or your Jewish imam.
Yeah, Jew mom. Rabbi.
Rabbi, that's it. Oh my word, I work with a Jewish person.
I pulled the rabbi out of the hat there.
Pull the rabbi out of your head. Out of your bicycle brass hat. Wow.
Plugging it.
But yeah, thanks so much. If anyone wanted to find us, Johnny, how would they do that?
They can find us on Instagram, Bicycle Brasser Podcast. They can write to us on Gmail, bicyclebrasser@gmail.com. And we are on TikTok, Bicycle Brasser on TikTok.
Thank you. That's it?
Did I get it right?
Yeah. Look, it's a swing and a miss. if it's who fucking knows? Just search for Bicycle Brasser. You will find us. Do you know why? Because we're in your hearts.
And souls.
And minds. Mm. And bedrooms.
Oh, yeah.
Check under the bed.
Clink that ice, baby.
Clink that ice, baby. Oh, shit.
It's about to get a link into the
Stay safe, everyone. Safe, Jody.
Safe, Ross.